What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show going to Evansville, Indiana, the U.S. side of Screaming Eagles. Coach Dan Girard with me on the Boss Man Show. You see him in his quarter zip over there looking fly. Coach, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm great, Coach. It's getting this fall now. Basketball's about around the corner. Football's going. So it's the time of year for us all, man.
Yeah, man. Anytime the football season starts, that means basketball's around the corner. And we're about 3 weeks into our preseason, and in about 2 weeks we'll be a full go in terms of official practice. But you know, we putting the work in right now, man. It's a daily grind, and it's something I love and enjoy doing every day, man. As we gear up for the 2024-25 season.
No doubt. And Coach, for you, man, are you all heading into year three of your D1 transition? So let me ask you, how's that been for you all in the athletic department, especially men's basketball, as you all kind of transition now, becoming to a full D1 member now year three? How's it been going for you all?
It's been a journey. Very, very, very stressful at times, but with any job comes stress. But the journey's been real. You know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of highs and lows. Of course, that first year, we hit Division I running, you know, making the CBI tournament, you know, and then we lose, 10, 11 players in the portal. And then we struggled last year. And then this year, we hopefully re-upped and, you know, got some guys in to help us compete. But from an administrative standpoint, I can't be proud of our staff, you know, for just making sure we have all the tools necessary to help us be competitive in this league.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, man, like you said, man, you kind of got in there, you got your feet wet in D1 in last year. So how has it changed for you trying to recruit D1 players versus D2 players and trying to make it all work? And now with the new thing coming out of the pipe, we have 15 scholarships now. How has that changed how you and your staff evaluate players and what guys you take now?
Well, with the new landscape of college basketball, you know, I always prided myself, you know, and I still do. But even, you know, prior to us you know, making this transition to Division One and the new landscape of college basketball with the portal, the NIL space that we're in, the collective space we're in. You know, we pride ourselves on relationships, you know, and sometimes, not with every student athlete, but for the most part, that's a thing of the past. You know, kids are chasing the money right now. They're looking for opportunity, and rightfully so. I think they deserve everything they're getting right now. But we as coaches have to adjust to the new landscape of college basketball. And that's what we've done as a coaching staff. And I'm an old school guy, man. I've been doing this 25 years. So it was a big adjustment for me, you know, to get in this space where we are right now. But I love where we are. I love where we're going. I love the fact that we are recruiting some quality student athletes that's coming to our program and they're graduating. And they're doing great things after college basketball. And that's all you can ask for as a coach. You come in here, you give yourself a chance to win, but also help these guys make their lives better, you know, once they leave your program.
And, Coach, what I noticed about your roster is you got some young freshmen on your roster from Evansville. Talk about how important it is that you bring in guys from the community so that the city of Evansville know the USI is still a fabric of this community and making sure those young men know, hey, you're going to be in the pipeline. We're going to play you. So they can kind of build that relationship, as you said, so they don't get that idea of, I want to play now and go somewhere else.
Well, you know, the important thing is, and I'm sure every coach can relate to this, is recruiting in your own backyard. You know, you cannot, you know, recruit and not, you know, entertain potential student athletes in your own city. And we hit the ground in Evansville, first and foremost. We've always had local guys on our roster. And as we continue to grow as a Division I program, we're going to be able to steal some of those guys. I hate to see talent, especially talented kids, leave our city. You know, oftentimes they go, but sometimes they come back. So it's vital that we, you know every single coach in this city, you know, have a great relationship, but also those guys know us as well. So that way, once we step foot in their gymnasium or on their campus, they know who we are and what we're all about.
And Coach, do you feel like as these COVID gear guys cycle out this year, that recruiting high school guys will be more of a thing than it is right now? You want to guys someone late in the portal so much, but now with these COVID guys, psych out of the system, and you're gonna have to fill rock spots with those young, talented high school guys now.
Well, our league is the OVC is a great league for and foremost. A lot of great coaches, a lot of great players, but it's saturated with transfers, and you know, and that's just the nature of the business right now. Unfortunately, for some of these high school kids and some programs, they're getting overlooked because of the portal right now, allowing these kids to jump every single year. You know, I always tell everybody, man, it's speed dating, you know, 5.0, because, you know, it's happening so quick. You know, a kid goes in the portal and you got about 2 hours to make a decision on the kid without even bringing him on campus and you know, building a relationship. You know, I think the biggest thing for us right now is recruiting these young men in high school. We may not get every potential student athlete, but at the same time, once if they decide to go elsewhere, hit the portal, we have a previous relationship with them. And that's what we try to build with some of these guys. We know that, you know, we can't get, but at the same time, we just trying to do our parts and due diligence and making sure that, you know, we turn every stone and make sure we have our hands on these guys once they go into the portal.
And Coach, this year you have a lot of older guys on your roster, man, with some young guys mixed in. So talk about that piece as well. Being older, so you can compete against all these older guys, some guys 24, 25 years old out there. So talk about that piece of it, having an older roster who are experienced, who know how to play. We don't do so much teaching, more so you know, it's really do about scheme and playing the game without thinking so much.
We're still teaching now. With 11 new players, you're trying to teach, first of all, your culture and what's expected from the coaching staff. You know, a lot of these guys who come from different programs, obviously we're taught different things in terms of our schemes and how we guard certain things and how we operate on a daily basis. So we're always teaching. That's the beauty of college basketball. You know, these guys are like sponges, want to learn, want to grow. And as a coach, we do the same thing. We're excited about teaching each and every day. We always come in with something that we want to, you know, really touch on from a teaching standpoint, you know, maybe one or two things. We don't want to overwhelm them with too much stuff, but older guys, you know, they know how to play. And I think that's the beauty of college basketball as well. When you bring some older guys in, they know how to play. They just have to be able to, you know, buy into your system, you know, adjust to the new ways. I know some guys have been taught certain things for a number of years. We got to come in and kind of mold those guys to what we need as the coaching staff.
And, Coach, you see, you said a word there. Coach, a lot of offensive understanding. When a guy transfers, it's a whole different language. Like, what cut you may call, I don't know, a pin down would be something different in your offense, or how you cover a ball screen, or if you're going to don't be on the, how you fit the backside, going to be a little different. So, like, those smallest fans want to understand, Coach, that when a guy transfers, it's a whole new language that they're trying to learn.
It is, and that's the biggest thing is these guys just understand, like I said, our terminology, drop coverage versus, you know, trapping on ball screens. You know, we have a young man in our program right now who is at Texas Rio Grande, and we started talking ball screen coverage, and he didn't know our language, so we had to teach him our language. You know, it's almost like giving him a dictionary so they can learn, you know, our terminology versus where he was prior to coming here. But I enjoy it. You know, it just helps you build relationships, especially as guys come in and start having film sessions. It helps you, you know, build those relationships and cultivate those relationships that, you know, are often forgotten about because you're spending quality time with these young men and helping them out.
No doubt, Coach, and it's, having 11 guys on the roster, how much time does someone you all spend this doing non-basketball things to learn each other? So I know, Coach, I remember when I was a player, the two best years we had was the years we was together and was – off the court, player-led situation. We hung out to each other, wasn't everybody leaving, doing their own thing. So how'd you all kind of try to build that bond with your guys this summer so they can be ready for these wars coming up here real soon in November?
Well, when you bring him in over the summer, we had him for 8 weeks during the summer. I think the best way to a young man's heart is food, you know. So we brought him to my house a few times, had cookouts, and we golfed. We just did some other things, movies, bowling, anything you can do to force these guys to hang out, man. It's pretty cool. We did some community service things this summer. Did some things with the Indiana Pacers. They come down to Evansville and run a camp every summer. And we always go and volunteer with that. You know, we'll be in the schools here in the fall to go out and do some reading to the young kids. But anything we can do to allow our guys to hang out together away from basketball, get to know one another, it's going to help us in February or March, you know, come crunch time.
Coach, you mentioned you're golfing, man. How is your golf game, Coach? I know mine's terrible. Mine's terrible, oh, man. But I've learned to play top golf, so that's my way to golf, is through top golf.
Hey, listen, man, I played more golf this year than I have in my whole life. I got a group of friends that I golf with back at home. It's about 35 or 40 of us, and we travel and play a lot during the summer. And I hosted this summer 38 guys from my hometown. I got 37th place out of 38. So, you know, fast forward to today, I'm a lot better than what I was, you know, back in May, June. I finally got under 100. I shot my first score under 100 about 2 weeks ago. But I'm going to get a lot of practice in so I can be in the low 90s, you know, high 80s next year. But I tell you what, man, golf humbles you because I was a decent athlete in college. And I thought I can step on a golf course and shoot an even par, and that does not happen. So you compete against yourself. It's getting better, and I enjoy it, man. I enjoy it so much because it just gives me a chance to go away and have some peace and, you know, forget about the world for a little while and just have some time to myself.
No doubt, Coach. You need that, man, in a stressful job that you know being a head coach. You a head coach, you get pulled so many different ways besides just coaching X and O's. That's the easy part. You get pulled all different ways. I don't even understand how much goes into being a head coach of a university that you're the CEO of that program and you're the a face, so it's a lot of things going on. Depends on understanding about when you're the head coach of the men's basketball team in D1.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know, but it's what I signed up for, and I tell you, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, I think it's the best job in the country to be a college basketball coach. You know, when you can, you know, mold young boys into men, and you know, you build a team, and you go out and compete. It's just fun to see your product on the basketball court. It feels great as a coach to see your product out in the real world, you know, as they, you know, become husbands, fathers, you know, employees, you know. I enjoy that part of it because, you know, everybody needs a little bit of help as they move on in life. And, you know, sometimes we have to nudge a couple guys to do things the right way. But at the end of the day, man, it's about, you know, making this world a better place through whatever platform you have. And for me, my platform is basketball to help these young men, you know, have a better life than what they ever dreamed of.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.